resident advisors at the University of Connecticut sent an open letter at the start of the semester addressing concerns over a decision made by the university's residential life office to remove a pronoun section on new door decals in residential life buildings. Executive Director of Residential Life, Pamela Scapani, said her intentions for the order was to not make anyone feel like they had to fill it out. The letter signed by RAs for Residents, which was published in the Daily Campus on January 29th, stated, quote, "To cut or cover up only the my pronouns section of the door decks sends a transphobic message to their community and is explicit participation in trans erasure," end quote. Previously, RAs created their own door decals, but as part of a new residential learning model, new facilitation guides were given to RAs, including a new door decal that would be used across all residential buildings this past fall. At the start of the spring semester, four new decal designs were introduced, which included a pronoun section. The RAs were told to remove the decals after some students returned to campus early and saw them. Some even filled them out, Levi Green said. Green, a fifth-year communications major, is the spokesperson for RAs for Residents, although not an RA himself.
I felt that it was literal trans erasure, and so a lot of trans and queer people hearing this are extremely upset, that they were excited that, as the letter says, there was an official UConn-supported means of expressing their gender identity. And to have that then taken away, including for people that had put their pronouns on their doors already, feels like that UConn doesn't care.
Scapani said she was unaware the door decals included the pronoun section for the spring semester. She said the professional staff within the residential life office have been discussing the usage of pronouns for years, and that decals with a pronoun section were set to be used in the fall. Scapani said those decals were not used because the residential learning model had not been fully implemented and students coming in might not be aware of the nuances of gender identity.
So for the spring semester, the folks who were working on the facilitation guides thought, okay, we're there. You know, we can put this on there. I totally own that I did not look at the facilitation guides until just before we opened. I opened it up and it said the pronouns, and I said, first day of the spring semester is not really different than the first day of the fall semester.
Her concerns included the 3,000 students who were either new to on-campus housing or had switched communities and their familiarity with gender identity and how far the residential learning model has gone to create a conversation around gender.
Okay, there's lots of ideologies on our campus and lots of people who support being authentic and being open and supporting all genders. And then there are people who don't think that that's the right thing to do. Do we make people or have an expectation that people be public about who they are? And then if something happens to them, can we protect them? Is it a safe environment? I would love to think that our campus is safe and people are supportive of one another. But I also know that, you know, we had 14 incidents where people wrote on those door decorations last semester disparaging things about people. And we didn't require people to write anything. They could write whatever they wanted.
Green said many RAs felt that if they addressed their concerns with the decision, they could face possible repercussions, including job termination. Zane Carey is a fourth-year urban and community studies major who serves as an RA in gender-inclusive housing and identifies as transgender. Carey prefers the pronoun they and will be referred to as such in this article. Carey felt that since the order to remove the pronouns came directly from the executive director, they felt unable to contribute their opinions on the issue and that any objections to the order could cause job ramifications. They said that the removal of the pronouns was disheartening.
It just felt like my entire identity was secretly being taken away. Even though pronouns are not the most important thing about anyone or most important thing about being transgender, they are a very public piece of it. And being told that the public piece of my identity is confusing or pushing ideals on someone else feels really invalidating.
Carrie said that they already included their pronouns on their own door decal previously, and they didn't think much of the inclusion of the section on the spring decals.
Then this semester, when I saw that they were added on, I actually thought little of it. I didn't think of it as like a huge victory. I just went, oh, this is the natural progression of things. This is fine. And I didn't think much of it. But when we were told to just take them off, it was like a huge gut-wrenching event, because just to be told that what I saw as normal progress was something that needed to be secretly taken away or just cut off was a huge slap in the face, and also just, I was very emotional for a long time about it.
Skipani said her main concern, if the pronouns were to be added, is safety in the residence halls.
Granted, you know, what the RE say in their letter, lots of people don't fill those out anyways. Well, it's an expectation that we have that students feel comfortable filling those out, and that I have an expectation that it's a safe environment in a residence hall. That's what we're trying to create. I didn't feel comfortable that we were going to, but that we were at that place yet.
In an email to Res Life managers, Skipani said that she did not say students couldn't keep their pronouns written if they wanted. In other words, those who had already written their pronouns could keep them up. The Undergraduate Student Government Student Services Committee released a petition after the RAs for Residence letter was sent out and students voiced concern about the matter, Dylan DeMora, a committee member, said. DeMora, a first-year political science major, said that the petition collected close to 200 signatures. Green said he has taken the issue to both the Office of Diversity and Inclusion and the Office of Institutional Equity and was told the matter will be looked into. The Office of Diversity and Inclusion said that they met with RAs for residents and referred them to ResLife to work out a solution. The Office of Institutional Equity has not responded for comment at the time of publication of this story. Skipani said that she's had meetings with members of the ResLife office and will be working with student orgs to continue to engage the conversation around gender identity and expression. Michael DeMarco, a fourth-year computer science and engineering major, and an RA, said Skipani sent an apology email to RAs last Friday. DeMora said his committee will be working with Skipani on pronoun and gender identity-related initiatives in the coming weeks.
For me, when this happened, because I was so emotional, I didn't want to talk to other people about it. I didn't want to lose my job. I didn't want to get in trouble, even though this was something that was so integral to me. But a lot of my coworkers, and I've seen a lot of people around campus who are just completely enraged. And it feels good to know that there are other people on the campus who are so invested in this, because sometimes when you're a like socially marginalized group, you just feel constantly attacked, and it can get really tiring to defend it. Knowing that students are invested, even if they aren't transgender or they aren't gender nonconforming, gives me a good idea that if we had a university-wide forum or some discussion with students or USG or through some other method, that students would come to a consensus or at least some reasoning that I could accept.
For WHUS News, I'm Sarah Larshani.